This is Here and Now. During a 50-minute speech before the UN General Assembly today, President Obama called on the Security Council to get tough with Syria. The president said the Security Council must pass a resolution on Syrian chemical weapons that includes consequences if President Assad's regime fails to live up to the deal. And on Iran, President Obama directed Secretary of State John Kerry to meet with his Iranian counterparts.
The roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested. For while the status quo will only deepen Iran's isolation, Iran's genuine commitment to go down a different path will be good for the region and the world, and will help the Iranian people meet their extraordinary potential in commerce and culture, in science and education.
Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, is scheduled to speak later today. The BBC's James Reynolds has more on what Iranians want from him.
In front of Iran's ruling class in August, Hassan Rouhani took the oath of office. He inherited a job with little formal power. All major decisions in the Islamic Republic are taken by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. But the president's job comes with a pulpit, a stage from which he can set his country's tone. Hassan Rouhani's supporters want him to go to New York and change the world's view of Iran. Nader is a 30-year-old computer engineer in Tehran.
He must go there and have some speech of the people of Iran and say something about Iran and change the view of people of the world about Iran. I think many of people of the world think Iranian people are something like terrorist guys, but as you know, they are not. The people of Iran are good persons.
They're also pretty smart at finding ways around their country's restrictions. The religious state bans the use of Facebook and Twitter. But the new government has decided to use social media as much as it can. The new foreign minister even tweeted his greetings for the Jewish New Year. Nima Rashidan is an Iranian digital security analyst who works in Switzerland.
They can say things in international arena and for foreign audience without paying too much cost, as if they say that on the national TV. Anyway, they know that Facebook and Twitter and social networks help them significantly for their campaign. And they know this is something looks popular, modern, and Iranian people, they really love that.
There's one thing they'd love above all, an end to the sanctions which have damaged their country's economy. Many believe that that end begins with a handshake between President Rouhani and President Obama. Kaveh is a 31-year-old teacher in Iran.
Yes, why not? Because I think this would be a great, again, step forward. If they meet each other, I think a lot of sanctions would be lifted. And automatically, the economical situation of the country and the money inside the country can flow better. And this poverty line can go actually lower and become lesser and lesser. And I think because it has been almost 8 years, our country has been going down the path of segregation from the rest of the world. So I think it can be a great improvement if they meet each other.
The White House says that a meeting is possible. On and off for years, U.S. diplomats and Iranian officials have talked at lower levels, occasionally in forced circumstances. In 1980, State TV in Tehran filmed a meeting between Ali Khamenei and U.S. hostage John Limbert. He was one of 52 U.S. diplomats held for more than a year after students seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran. For Mr. Limbert, the excitement of a new start with Iran is tempered by the memory of previous failures.
Unfortunately, we've been through this before. When Khatami became president, people were very hopeful. When Obama became president, and there's always been a frustration. Things have always, for one reason or bad luck or bad timing or whatever, the things have gotten off track. But at least so far, people are saying the right things and they're being cautious, which is also a good thing.
3 decades of mistrust won't disappear all in one go. In Iran, the Ayatollah still rules over a state which has made hostility to America a founding article. The country's new president has taken a risk in convincing the Ayatollah that diplomacy is worth trying. If Hassan Rouhani holds out his hand in New York, he will hope that Barack Obama is there to take it.
That's the BBC's James Reynolds reporting.